Delta Council on Monday decided to proceed with a revised reconfiguration of the playing fields at Windskill Park to include a fourth baseball diamond to be constructed in conjunction with the other improvements. The field project is part of the overall Windskill Aquatic and Fitness Center replacement plan. Council voted in favor of proceeding with preparing the site for the new diamond in time for the 2025 season, rather than the option of deferring it. Back in July, staff recommended deferring construction until a future field use analysis, but council disagreed, directing staff to come back with another report with options after further consultation with user groups. Staff came back with a new proposal with a proposed reconfigured field layout that includes a fourth diamond, which could be built now or later. A group of residents opposed to the plan were on hand in the audience to watch the meeting and made their feelings loud and clear during the discussion. A staff report notes constructing the fourth diamond at the same time of the relocated U13 field enables greater efficiencies of construction. Deferring construction of the fourth baseball diamond until the need exists would allow for more of the forested area to remain in the southwest corner of the park in the interim. The relocation of the U13 field requires the removal of 68 trees, while proceeding with construction of the fourth diamond will mean another 112 trees will need to be removed. Clearing is to commence in October. However, a 10-meter buffer will be maintained around the perimeter and additional areas have been identified for reforestation. The report also notes, this desire of field sport users is also predicated on the sense that if the fourth field is not immediately built, it will never be built. Cown, Dylan Kruger said an arborist report a few years ago, and a more recent follow-up, confirmed a majority of the trees were in poor condition and would have to come down for safety, regardless. Noting the project has gone through extensive consultation, he added the project is an example of needed additional infrastructure and amenities to accommodate more future housing. Noting Windskill has always been an active park that should have been expanded years ago, Mayor George Harvey said he supports the option to proceed but would like to see the buffer extended further. Regarding relocating the disc golf course, Harvey told staff that potentially relocating the playing area to the North 40 Park Reserve in East Ladner is not acceptable and that finding a suitable location in Sawa Senator should be a priority. Harvey also said he's hoping residents will see an improved experience at the Windskill site. Cown. Rod Binder said the new facility and field enhancements was a promise made to residents, but it's unfortunate such large capital projects with multiple user groups could leave some unhappy, but the city is are seeking the best compromise while trying get maximum benefit. He also said building the diamond now will save money in the long run. However, Cown. Daniel Boisvert said while he supports adding further amenities to accommodate growing demand, the current data doesn't support the need to build the additional diamond now. Saying there are still too many questions needing answers, Cown. Alicia Guichon remarked, it's a shame when projects like this pit user groups against each other. As far as building underground parking, council was told that establishing 350 to 400 underground stalls to accommodate the expansion could cost up to $32 million. The overall Windskill project is estimated to cost in the range of $120 to $130 million, with $120 million dedicated to the facility. Staff said the portion of funding required for sports fields realignments and an additional fourth field is $10 million.